Good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to the conference call. Chairperson today is Johnny. Johnny, please begin your call and I'll be standing by for the Q&A. Thank you.
That's great. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Johnny Yun. I'm the Finance Director and Company Secretary of IRC. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC 2022 Third Quarter Trade Update Conference Call. Apart from me, with us today are our CEO, Mr. Dennis Shirilenko, and our CFO, Daniela Cordera. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides for use in this call have been uploaded to our website, and you can download them from our website, www.ircgroup.com.hk. 各位大家好，我是铁光现货财务总管同埋公司秘书袁兆章，欢迎大家参加今日我铁光现货香港交易所股票编号1029，2022年第三季电话会议。今日出席代表包括由我之外有首席执行官 Dennis Shirilenko 先生同埋首席财务官 Daniela Cordera 先生。出席嘉宾咧暂时会预设为聆听模式，喺管理层正式报告完毕之后咧，我哋会设有一个答问嘅时间。 歡迎大家使用英文、國語或者廣東話發問。另外，我想提醒大家咧，本會議咧係進行錄音嘅。喺會議之外，公告同埋演講稿咧已經上載喺本公司嘅網站 www.ircgroup.com.hk。歡迎大家下載。我哋而家可以開始我哋呢個電話會議啦。而家我哋有請首席執行官 Dennis Shirilenko 先生為我哋主持嘅會議。 It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO Dennis Shirilenko. Dennis, you may begin.
Hello, everybody. It is good that I can present the Q3 highlights. The Board of Directors of IRC, together with me, with our top management, is pleased to provide the third quarter trading update for the 3 months ended September 30, 2022. So, if we talk about the highlights of quarter three, 3.9% increase in production volume over the previous quarter, 6.9% decrease in sales volume, mainly due to the Russia cross-border railway congestion. And also, we continue preparation of the Sutara deposit with the aim of processing Sutara ore by the second half of 2023. Corporate and industry highlights. The cash balance reduced to $46 million. Net debt increased to $51.7 million. Due to the working capital movements, weak iron ore price, and heightened operation costs resulted from the strong Russian ruble. And we will talk about these in details later. The group's principal lender, MIC Invest Limited, agreed to subscribe approximately $1.4 billion IRC shares at a total consideration of approximately $19 million, reducing the group's gearing and straightening IRC balance sheet. Subscription completed in October 2022. China's COVID-19 measures and a slowing real estate market weakened the Chinese iron ore market. The Platts 65 average price declined 28% quarter to quarter, $116 per ton. And of course, the Russian ruble stabilized at an average of 59 ruble per US dollars after seeing a sharp appreciation in quarter two, 2022. So the next is Kimkang Sutara operations, production and sales in a quarter three and 9 months of 2022. During the third quarter, the persistence of cross-border railway congestion continued to affect our shipments. KNC mitigate measures is diversifying sales to the local and seaborne market. Was not economical and had been scaled down. At the low iron ore market, price environment made KNC unable to offset the effect of higher freight cost and stronger ruble currency. Despite the logistic constraints, the mine still managed to ship 649,000 tons of iron ore concentrate to its customers, represented about 82% of KNC design production capacity. KNC maintained a solid pace and produced 691,000 tons of high-grade iron ore concentrate, up 3.9% from Q2 2022. KNC's average production rate during the third quarter was 87% of its design capacity. So again, we still actively preparing Sutara deposit for operation with the aim of processing ore from Sutara by second half of 2023. Increasing mining volume helps increase the mining works front and improve the access to the ore, which can stabilize the ore feed quality and optimize the performance of KNS processing plant. We have been facing a variety of hurdles, and the third quarter of 2022 had been a tough period. Iron ore prices remained low, inflation and energy prices were high, and the Russian ruble was appreciating. KNC also been facing a number of operation challenges, most notably persistent railway congestion affecting shipment, as I said already. Despite the difficulties, I am impressed by the resilience and commitments of the IRC workforce, allowing KNC to improve its production volume amid to the current operating environment. So I want to pass the word to our CFO, Daniil Kotlyarov.
Thank you very much, Denis. I will just quickly say a few words about the liquidity of the company. So, the snapshot of the liquidity at the end of the last quarter you can see on a slide 9. As Denis already mentioned, quarter on quarter, we have a decrease in the cash balance of the company in the amount of approximately 28 million US dollars. The difference, as Denis mentioned already, is mainly explained by the amount used on the repayment or service of the debt. It was also the payment of the capital expenditures, which is mainly relates with development of Sutara project, and also the changes in working capital at the end of the H1. We had some positive changes in working capital, and some of these were kind of reversed in the last quarter, and we also have seen an increase in accounts receivables at the end of the last quarter, which explained also the decrease in the cash. But we are seeing the positive changes in this regard at this moment of time. Yes, also would like to mention on the next slide the results of the equity issue which we announced in September. As you probably aware, the transaction with the subscription of the MIC, which is our lender, was successfully completed mid of October, which allowed the company to raise approximately 19 million US. As you can see on this slide, the proceeds were applied into the repayment of the debt, and to, as you can see on the graph here, this amount were applied into repayment of the last payment of the principal in this year, an amount of approximately $5 million, and $10 million next year, and then $2.8 million the year after, and approximately one and a half in the year after that. So the results of this, the liquidity of the company should improve in the over the period until the end of this year, next year, and the amount of roughly or $50 million, which is quite important in a situation where we are now with a challenging macro environment, and this alleviation of the repayment schedule of our debt, it helps us in terms of managing liquidity of the company. So in terms of the liquidity, that's the only update we will plan to do in this call, and I'm handing back to Dennis. Let's talk about challenges and opportunities which we are facing at the moment.
Thank you, Daniela. So I would like to tell about several challenges beyond our control. The first of all, as I already said, is the iron ore prices are volatile. The next is that the ruble appreciation increases TMC operating costs. And the third one is the rising inflation that has an impact on operation costs. So about the prices, iron ore prices are volatile, and as you can see on our table on our slide right now, so the price is extremely low. It is $91 as per November 3. The third quarter of 2022 saw a decrease in the market demand for the iron ore due to slowdown in steel production. The COVID-19 lockdowns and the slowing Chinese real estate market caused the Chinese iron ore market to weaken. This trend persisted throughout the third quarter. Due to a bleaker forecast for economic growth and higher energy prices, demand for iron ore also declined in other regions, such as the US and Europe. When comparing to the same period last year, the plus 65 average price declined 39.3% in the third quarter and was 28% lower than quarter two 2022, settling at their $109 per ton level on 30 of September 2022. On a quarterly basis, the average price spread between 65 and 62 iron ore indexes decreased by 47.8% from 23 per ton in the quarter 2022 to $12 per ton in the third quarter of 2022. The selling price of KNC product is determined with the reference to the international plus iron ore price indices. The achieved selling price of KNC in the third quarter of 2022 is not published in this trading update for commercial reasons. The relevant information will be analyzed and disclosed in the 2022 annual results announcement. The next challenge is the ruble appreciation that increased KNC operating cost. The Russian ruble is one of the most volatile currencies in 2022 so far. While the currency depreciated to about 120 ruble per US dollars at one point in the first quarter of 2022, it appreciated drastically in the second quarter and stabilized at an average of 59 ruble per US dollars in the third quarter. The movement of the currency is influenced by the factors including the growth of in fossil fuel prices, high interest rates, and geopolitical concerns. The next challenge is the rising inflation that has an impact on operating cost of Kimkan Sutara. Inflation is a key concern among Russian businesses. Russian inflation rate has increased dramatically to double digits since the end of the first quarter of 2022. The average inflation rate in the third quarter of 2022 was 14.4%, up 7.5% from the same period last year. Inflation is worsening largely as a consequence of geopolitical issues and rising energy prices. Inflation has a negative impact on KNC's operational cost, as the most of these costs are paid in Russian rubles. So the next, I want to talk about the opportunities of IRC. The main opportunities are Sutara project and Amur River Bridge. So we continuously disclose our opportunity one about the Sutara project. I want to tell some additional information, so to what was already announced in the previous our report. First of all, so the total initial capex to bring the Sutara pit into operation is expected to be 50.6 million, of which 17.5 million had already incurred as of 30 September 2022. The remaining 33.1 million is expected to be self-funded by cash flow generated by KNC. The production capacity issues are expected to improve when the Sutara pit becomes operational. The company expects that Sutara pit will be the long-term solution, as the geological information confirms that the ore at Sutara has higher grades of iron magnetic properties. KNC is actively preparing the Sutara deposit for the operation, with the aim of processing ore from Sutara by the second half of 2023. Sutara project has been advancing according to the program, and it has more than 30 years of mine life. The next opportunity is Amur River Bridge. According to the reports in the media, the construction of the bridge has been completed, and the Russian Siberian Railways is now connected to the China's Northern Railway Network. The bridge is expected to be put into use by the end of this year. The railway bridge is expected to enhance the region's economic development by the providing a more efficient transportation alternative or on top of the existing ferries and railway routes. The KNC mine is situated approximately only 240 kilometers from the bridge site, and IRC's nearest customer within China is approximately 180 kilometers away from the bridge. Thus, IRC is, as well as its customers, will benefit from the project with the reduced transportation distance and shipment time. The railway bridge can also alleviate any railway congestion of the region. Shipping time to the customers in China will be reduced from 3 to 5 days to 1 to 3 days. At the end of my speech, I want to tell, as we enter into the fourth quarter of the year, the operating environment, in particular, the iron ore price, further deteriorates and KRC is generated negative margins. If the situation persists, we may have to consider scaling down its operation. IRC's financial position could be significantly adversely affected. This is a challenging time, and the IRC board will take a cautious approach in dealing with the adversity. Thank you so much. Please answer, ask your question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now polling for questions. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone touchpad. Thank you. Once again, it's star 1 to ask a question. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is star 1 to ask a question. Thank you. Johnny, there seems to be no questions online. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for joining the call today. We are now ending the meeting, and thanks everyone for joining the call. We appreciate your time, and if you have any questions which you are not, you may feel free to contact us at any time, or you can check our website at www.ilcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a great day. Operator, I think we can end the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for your participation. This concludes the conference. Goodbye.
Bye.